my house first.
Yeah. What about Bridget?
Well, that'll do too.
Would you say it like that?
Yeah. Bridget.
Okay. What about these things that farmers used to work in, had the straps that came over and had a bib?
Ganises.
Yeah, well.
Suspenders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. What I had in mind was something that covered them, you know. Things had straps on them and had a bib to them, and he wore the whole thing, covered his clothes.
Overhauls.
Right, right. Your daddy wear those?
My husband did too.
Did too. Yeah. They're pretty handy things.
Yeah, they sort of cooler than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if I was trying on a coat, I might say, well, this coat won't fit this year, but last year it
did.
Mm-hmm. Won't fit this year, but last year it.
Last year it fit, mm-hmm. but not this year.
Okay. And say if I needed some more clothes to go to church in on Sunday, my clothes that I had were getting old. I'd say I needed to go to town to buy me a
suit.
Not an old one, but
a new suit.
Okay. And sometimes you see little boys, they pick things up and put them in their pocket,
mm-hmm.
and their pockets begin to
bulge out.
Yeah, right. Right, okay. What would you say would happen to a shirt if you put it in water that was too hot for it? It'd do what?
It'd draw up.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever do that?
I sure did.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a shirt, though. It was one of my dresses.
Mm.
The kind of material it was, and it was hot water. Woo, boy, this drawed up.
You draw it very much?
I couldn't use it no more.
Yeah. I'll do it. Yeah. Well, if a young girl was getting ready to go out somewhere on a date,
yeah.
and if she was spending a lot of time in front of a mirror, you know, what would you say she was doing?
Primping.
Yeah. What if a boy was getting ready to go out and he was spending a lot of time in front of the mirror too? What would you say he was doing?
Fixing his hair.
Fixing his hair, yeah. Would you ever say a boy's primping?
Well, I don't know whether to say a boy primps or not.
Yeah.
But they do like to look in the glass when they're getting ready to go.
Right. Sure do. Okay. What do you call this thing that some women like to wear on their wrist?
Wrist watch.
Mm-hmm. Or something else.
Bracelet.
Okay. And something they might wear around their neck.
Necklace.
Mm-hmm. Or
locket.
Okay. Or some kind of beads, maybe?
Yeah, it could be beads.
Mm-hmm. Would you just call them that? Beads or string of beads or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, biggest part of them wears beads, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what would you call something that you would take it outdoors if it was raining to hold over your head?
Parasol.
Mm-hmm. Heard that call anything else?
Umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference?
Uh-uh.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Okay. When you make up your bed, what's the last thing that goes on it?
Bedspread.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about something heavier than that?
After I make it up?
Well, maybe in the wintertime, people used to get together and pack
these
things.
Cover.
Did you ever make one of these things where you took different squares of material and
quilts?
Yeah, yeah. You got one of those? Don't have one.
Hmm.
Do you still hear about people making those things?
Oh, yeah. That woman down there in the front makes them. She's got about 8 or 9 of them made already.
Hmm. What about the thing that you rest your head on in bed?
Pillow.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of something that was longer than a pillow? Maybe about twice as long. And people would put it on their beds, maybe for looks.